said on the 12 o'clock news of that Mr. he was doing very well, so probably maybe he'll get over it. I hope he do.
Mm-hmm. Well, about the old gray mare, you say she ain't what?
She ain't what she used to be. She ain't what she used to be.
And you might be talking about somebody, and you say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she certainly
used to be.
Yeah. Mm. Somebody were to leave his money laying out in place in plain sight and go out the door with a, leave the door wide open, you'd say he's mighty
about
his money?
He's crazy.
Yeah.
To go out and leave his money like that. You can't never tell. Like Mr. folks will fly there sometimes. He'd come at me and go in the woods. And they were wanting to pick him up. He said, well, I ain't picking up nobody. Says, I don't know nothing about them folks. He said, another thing, it's dangerous to pick up sometimes folks that you do know.
And I had never done it.
That's what Mr. said, saying it's dangerous sometimes to pick up folks what you do know.
I think so.
Because folks are you good enough to pick them up and know they need to ride. Then they'll knock you in the head or take your car away from them. Mm-hmm. I've seen it here on the television where a girl, there's a boy come by and wanted to ride. His truck had done give out, and he wanted to ride. And don't you know, he made her get out, and he taking that car and went on. Now, that was so dirty. She's good enough to let him ride. I thought when she's done it, I said, well, never would I let no stray man get in the car with me. I wouldn't stop for him.
I wouldn't either.
But she did.
Picking up
That's right. Because if there's any kind that have some kind of way to ride, or either working one, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They have some way to ride, and you see them hitchhiking that way, that's sorry. I don't care if it's white or colored, rich or poor.
That's true.
that's just true. The way it is.
I agree with you. All right, you probably got some relatives like this. I know I've got some aunts or uncles that I think are a little screwball-y every once in a while.
That's right.
You might say there's really nothing the matter with anybody.
Uh-huh.
Aunt Minnie or
that's
Aunt
right.
J.D. Or
that's
anybody.
Got curious ways. Funny ways. That's it.
What do you talk about? How do you call somebody that you're just not able to talk to them, or you every time you ask them a question, they're real snappy.
Uh-huh, and don't know it and don't want to tell you nothing. I just pass them kind of up and let them go on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't bash them. I ask them one time, they don't tell me. Act like they don't want to tell me, I don't bother them no more.
Mm-hmm. Get mad every time you get in a discussion.
That's right, get mad.
I guess your husband said this to you more than you've said to your husband, I don't know. But you might be getting excited about something, you know, maybe something one of your children did or something. And he might say, now, Hattie, just don't get excited. Just keep.
Let me see now, horse. Don't get excited, because they ain't going to do nothing. They need you worrying yourself about it, because they going to do what they want to do anyhow. They don't need to worry and getting excited about it.
Well, if you've been out working all day long, you might come home and rest your feet, sit down in your easy chair and take your shoes off, and you might say to yourself, boy, sure feels good to sit down here because I sure am.
I'm tired. That's the way I was when I come in from work. I said, well, I'm going to lay down a while and rest. But I had clean forgot about telling me she was coming this evening. I told her to tell you to come right on. You just look so pretty. I'm so
glad you think so. I tried to call. Your mother said that she told you I was going to come.
Yes.
And we'd call, and I called.
And the line would be busy.
And the line would be busy.
See, there's about four on this line, and there's some coding boys and things, and you know.